record you, Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to ride with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories, and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining, and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. The Eva Corja, Thofalcha Roth with the Airclore Sounds Irish. Hello, friends, and welcome to our programme Sounds Irish. The reason you heard me giggle there was that as soon as I started to speak, my guide dog, York, came over and plonked his head on my lap. So he too is going to settle down, I hope, and listen to 2 hours of the various types, styles, and genre of Irish music that we've got lined up for you today. And as we do at the beginning of every programme, we tell you that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you know that you can contact me at any time by email. And the email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Before I play our first track, just a little bit of explanation. I have a grandson who is now way down in Sydney, Australia, and I lovingly call him my wild colonial boy. And we'll tell you what we'll do. We get the Clancy Brothers to sing all about it.
Was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy, and dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy.
At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny shore he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he helped the poor, he shot James McAvoy.
A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy.
One morning on the prairie, as Jackie rode along, listening to the mockingbird singing a cheerful song, up stepped a band of troopers, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy.
They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy.
Surrender now, Jack Duggan, or you see we're 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's high name, you are a plundering son. Jack drew two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high.
I'll fight, but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy.
He fired his shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning round to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy.
And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
By the way, York has finally settled down, sitting, lying actually, on my foot as I record this programme. Declan Nerney becoming more and more popular on Sounds Irish, and I do have a few requests to get through today and some emails. I should have said at the beginning also, we'll be hearing some old favourites. I don't like the word old. We'll be hearing some favourites on Sounds Irish this week. Songs we hear fairly often, and maybe one or two people we haven't heard, or songs we haven't heard. I love doing this programme, believe you me. Here, for instance, Declan Nerney. He's singing us a song here about a mother who's writing to her son abroad, and she's not sending him shamrock because it doesn't last very long, but she's sending him a sprig of Irish heather.
An Irish mother writing to her son so far away, said, I meant to send a shamrock to wear on Patrick's Day. But the shamrock, it's a tender plant, its beauty soon would fade. So a sprig of Irish heather I'm sending you instead. Just a sprig of Irish heather, and it's seen all kinds of weather. It's due the heat of summer and survive the winter snow. I'm sending to remind you of the friends you left behind you in Tyrone among the bushes in the days of long ago. But remember Ciara Donna and the mass rock standing there, how we oft times knelt together and you'd whisper childish prayer. Many times since then I wonder, when the evening shadows fell, so I plucked this heather from the spot where once we used to kneel. But the years from me are slipping, and I know I'm growing old. By the fireside lonely sitting, when the nights are dark and cold. But I know your smile would cheer me and make sunshine out of blue. So come back to me, Acushla, when the heather is in bloom. Just a sprig of Irish heather, and it's seen all kinds of weather. It's due the heat of summer and survive the winter snow. I'm sending to remind you of the friends you left behind you in Tyrone among the bushes in the days of long ago. Just a sprig of Irish heather, blessed with love from long ago.
Now we come to one of those favourites I mentioned earlier. This is the Dublin song. In fact, it's entitled Dublin in the Rare Owl Times. Here the singer is remembering Dublin in the old days, in the Rare Owl Times, when he played street games and then he fell in love with a girl and, well, she lost her heart to a guy and they went off to Birmingham, and he's not impressed with the Dublin of today. Have a listen to the Dubliners and their version of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories, that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times. ring-a-ring, a rosy. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Oh, me name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be. Born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please. I rogue in a child of Mary from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring-a-ring, a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Oh, the years have made me bitter, the gargle dims me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring-a-ring, a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Annaliffy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring, a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring, a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
The Dubliners and Dublin in the rare old times. Moving down from Dublin, down to Kerry, because last week, or was it the week before, we had the Rolls of Tralee contests, where ladies, I think about 26 from various countries in the world, came over for the Rolls of Tralee contest. I think a young lady from Los Angeles won it. But I'm not going to give you the Rolls of Tralee, the song. I'm going to give you a different song, one of those lovely old Irish-American songs that I love. It's an old 78, well, it's I have it here on a CD, but it's taken from an old 78 of Joseph Locke, How Can You Buy Killarney? As I say, an old 78 record, so there will be a bit of click and pop and crackle. Here's How Can You Buy Killarney for all my Kerry friends.
Ah, An American landed on Erin's green isle. He gazed at Killarney with rapturous smile. Now how can I buy it, he said to his guide. Sure, I'll tell you how, with a smile he replied. How can you buy all the stars in the sky? How can you buy two blue Irish eyes? How can you purchase that one mother's size? How can you buy Killarney? Nature bestowed all her gifts with a smile. The emerald, the shamrock, the blarney. When you can buy all these wonderful things, then you can buy Killarney.
A song that when I saw the title of, I said, I don't think we played this on Sounds Irish before. But when I listened to it, it wasn't the song I thought it was. It's sung here for us by Sean Wilson. And he's telling us what happened when an Irish band played the song The Wearing of the Green, how the song was received by those people in Yankee Land, as he sings.
It was on St. Patrick's Day in the grand old USA that a crowd had gathered round to hear the band. They played the latest songs to greet the happy throng. Then someone shouted, play an Irish tune. Then the big brass band down in Yankee Land played the Wearing of And it seemed to send a loving message across the seas that rolled between. And every Irishman shook another by the hand, and each eye a tear was to be seen. When that big brass band out in Yankee Land played the Wearing of the Green. They came from Donegal, Galway, Leitrim and Mayo, from Dublin, Kerry, Cork and County Down, from Sligo, Carlow, Clare, Kilkenny and Kildare, Fermanagh, Cavan, Derry and Tyrone, Roscommon, Longford, Louth, Meath, Wicklow, Wexford, Leash and Offaly, Tipperary, Limerick, Antrim and Armagh, Waterford and Monaghan and Westmeath, they're all so grand, from all corners of our dear old Ireland. Then the big brass band down in Yankee Land played the Wearing of the Green. And it seemed to send a loving message across the seas that roll between. And every Irishman shook another by the hand, and each eye a tear was to be seen. When that big brass band down in Yaila played the wearing of the green. Play that Irish melody. Sure, the shouts were like the sounds of cannons roar. Then we threw our hats on high, everyone began to cry, would you play that Irish melody once more? Then the big brass band down in Yankee land played the wearing of the green. And it seemed to send a loving message across the seas that roll between. And every Irishman shook another by the hand, and each eye a tear was to be seen. When that big brass band down in Yankee land played the wearing of the green. When that big brass band out in Yankee land played the wearing of the green.
My Daniel track this week is, well, it's a song from County Cavan, and it's one of my favourite Irish songs, believe it or not. I've told you the story countless times how I first heard this song sung by Noel Purcell in the movie The Blue Lagoon. Now, I think I was all of 11 or 12 when this was sung, but the song stuck with me, and I know my sister Sue, she taught me the words of it. And it reminds me of her whenever I play it. It's Daniel and his version, and a very good version, of Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. And what I'll do also, I'll get in as many as I can, I'll play this for any Paddy Riley that's listening to me.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of Finnay and stop when halfway to Coodhill. It's there you will find me, I know, sure enough, for fortune has come to my call. The grass grows green around, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender, and tones that are rough, come whispering over the sea. Come back, come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that that I first saw the light. I looked down the street on that very first morning and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a hut and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Ballyjamestown, and that's why I smile. The baby's a man now, he's toil and tough, still whispers, come over the sea, come back, Paddy Riley, to Valley, come home. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Applause dying away. Well-deserved applause there. Now, I know he didn't sing all of the song, but nevertheless, it was a wonderful interpretation of Come Back, Paddy Riley to Ballyjamestown, a song written by Percy French. Now, here's another request here for Alan and his wife, Margaret, and they live in Scotland, and they love Sounds Irish. And they say in their email, Joe, is there any chance that you could ever do a programme called Sound Scottish? Because you seem to have a liking for Scottish music as well. Yes, I do. I love Scottish music. But, you know, I'd love to do that. Maybe at some stage around Christmas time, we might do a Scottish programme. Now, we move on because they want to hear, Alan and Margaret, they want to hear the Irish Rovers. And I know that my good friend Mary in Canada, she likes the Irish Rovers. And, you know, friends, it's confession time again because I came across this recording of the Irish Rovers the other day and it's a song I've never heard them do before. Let's hear them sing about Kitty of Kilray.
I've always been a rover and I never had a care. I've courted every lass I met from and from down to Clare. I never felt the pain of love till Cupid came one day. Now every thought I have is on me Kitty of Kilray. I love the rose of Kilray and one of these days I'll dance her away. She's stolen me heart and never I'll part with Kitty the rose of Kilray. Her hair is long and golden and her eyes are emerald green. She's well put together from head to toe, she's every young man's dream. All of the boys are chasing her and it's time I made me play. When I get bold I will propose to Kitty of Kilray. I love the rose of Kilray and one of these days I'll dance her away. She's stolen me heart and never I'll part with Kitty the rose of Kilray. In Belfast today I know a lass with money and with class. She says she's waiting to marry me, but I know it wouldn't last. I told her nice and gently that my heart will never stray from the road of County Derry and me Kitty of Kilray. I love the road of Kilray and one of these days I'll dance her away. She's stolen my heart and never I'll part with Kitty the road of Kilray. Like her mummy and a boy that looks like me. And when
hold her in me arms, my heart still floats away. The king can have his wrenches, I've got Kitty of Kilray.
I love the Rose of Kilray, and one of these days I'll dance her away. She's stolen my heart, and never I'll part with Kitty the Rose of Kilray. Yes, I love the Rose of Kilray, and one of these days I'll dance her away. She's stolen my heart, and never I'll part with Kitty the Rose of Kilray.
And now for some pure, unadulterated self-indulgence from Joe Bollard, because I'm going to play now Joni Madden and Cherish the Ladies and their wonderful interpretation of that gorgeous melody, Inishere.